The time is 1 o'clock from Radio Ghana in Accra. Here's Mercy Sowa with the news. In the headlines, Progressive People's Party's first ever national convention ends in Accra. Electoral Commission begins pilot biometric voter registration in parts of the country. NUSTO authorities assure students of adequate security. Emeritus Catholic Archbishop and seven priests of Kumasi Metropolitan Archdiocese ordered. Former South African President Nelson Mandela in stable condition after surgery, and President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela arrives in Cuba for urgent cancer surgery. First, a summary by Barbara Yakubu.
The first ever convention of the PPP has ended in Accra with a call on Ghanaians to reject the NDC and the NPP and elect the PPP. Our correspondent at the convention has described the attendance at the convention ground as impressive. The pilot biometric voters registration exercise has begun in some selected parts of the country. In the Eastern Region, Achimansi District and the New Jabi Municipality have been chosen for the four-day exercise. The Eastern Regional Minister Kwesi Achimapiakubi and the New Jabi MCE, who took part in the exercise, commended the Electoral Commission for its transformation in the electoral process. Authorities of the KNUST have assured students and other members of the university community of adequate security. This follows a robbery attack last Thursday at a supermarket on campus, where a gunshot by the robbers grazed the side of the head of a shop attendant. The PRO of the university, Kingsley Ositebi, told the GNA after an emergency meeting that a regular joint night patrol security by the police and military have been put in place to ensure the safety of students and others on campus. The Catholic Archbishop Emeritus Kwesi Sapong and seven other priests of the Kumasi Metropolitan Archdiocese have been honored by COSRA, a youth group in the Catholic Church, for their outstanding service to humanity. They were each presented with a citation at a special ceremony organized by the church in Kumasi. And former South African President Nelson Mandela is in a stable condition after undergoing surgery. Officials say he was taken to hospital overnight for a long-standing abdominal complaint which needed proper specialist medical attention. A government spokesman said the former leader is in good spirits and well. The 93-year-old statesman and anti-apartheid icon has suffered declining health in recent years.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
The maiden national convention of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, has taken place in Accra. The convention is being used to sell the party's ideals to Ghanaians to vote the PPP as an alternative to the NDC, NPP, CPP and PNC. Its founder, Dr. Pakwesi Ndum, told party supporters that the PPP is poised for victory in this year's election. Our reporter covering the event is Yaya Kwamwa, and he joins us live. So, Yaya, what was the atmosphere like at the convention ground?
Hello, Mercy.
Yes.
The atmosphere, I can say, is very impressive. Thousands of PPP supporters converged at the Ohinja Sports Stadium this morning, and they were glad in party colors. And among them, they were very elated, saying that they have found a failure because the NPP and the NDC have failed the youth of the country. And what the PPP it's coming to do, it's time to create jobs for them, because that has become a whole house name that has been recognized with the founder of the party, Ajumaura. And they've been dancing up and down. And I can tell you, the whole place has become like a business-like place. There are a lot of people selling around party paraphernalia, biscuits, and whatever.
Yes, yeah. What was the thrust of Dr. Ndum's message to supporters? What was the main point of it?
Yes. Yes, as we know him, his main point was that he is out for the youth and that he will ensure that jobs are created for the youth. And what he will do to create jobs is to embark on what? Is to provide energy for the industrialized and rapid growth of the country. Provide better healthcare and cleaner environment so that people will not fall sick and go to hospital unnecessarily. We also touch on crime. He said the crime rate in the country is what? It's going high and high. And when he comes to ensure that crime and what? Drug are one of the two that he will use to fight to create jobs. Because when he fights those crimes and provide jobs for the people, then you'll not be crying in society.
Yes, and yeah, the women's organizer of the party, I believe she made some promises about what the party promises women. Exactly what did she say?
Yes, actually what she was saying was that the women that PPP has a program, has their program that they will ensure that adequate women are represented in their executive positions. That's on the parliamentary parliamentarians to party executives. And they will ensure that they, the women, will stretch their neck out and support the PPP to become a vibrant political party alternative to the NPP and the NDC.
And which parties or groups delivered solidarity messages, and what did they say?
As I can tell you, you'll be surprised that the PPP had their representatives here who spoke on the need for a full match of the PPP, because in his view, all political parties are out for the welfare of the people, and that the PPP could provide an alternative to that effect.
Hello, Yaya.
Also,
I missed that. Which group did you say made that statement?
No, I'm saying that I think you're surprised that the PPP had their representative, of which Park Rosendum has broken rank from.
Okay.
And what he was telling the people was, the Congress was that they, CPP wish the CPP well, because it is also another political party that is fighting the same cause as they are fighting. As you know, political parties are out to fight for the welfare of the citizens. And you know, if the CPP could do it, then they have no problem with that. Also present was the representative of the NPP, PNC, and only the NDP was not present.
Thank you, Yaya Kwamwa, for talking to us. You heard our correspondent at the Ohinejan Sports Stadium, where the maiden national convention of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, has taken place. Yaya Kwamwa. The pilot biometric voter registration exercise being conducted by the Electoral Commission in some selected parts of the country begins today. Two areas, namely Achimansa District and New Drabem Municipality, were chosen in the Eastern Region for the four-day exercise. In the Achimansa District, the exercise is being carried out at Abinase Presby School near Fwasi, while the Kofodia Jackson Park is the venue for the New Drabem Municipality. Eastern Regional Minister Kwesi Achima Piakubi and the New Drabem Municipal Chief Executive Alexa Samwa took part in the exercise. Dr. Piakubi commended the Electoral Commission for its transformation in the electoral procedures in the country since the 1992 constitution. So, still on the Progressive People's Party convention, we have on the line the founder, Dr. Papa Kwesindum, to throw more light on the program. Well, Doc, congrats on a well-attended convention. Our reporter there has described attendance as massive. Are you surprised?
No, I was not surprised at the numbers of people, because indeed we had a lot of difficulty trying to prevent a number of people from even coming, because it appeared as if everybody wanted to come. And, you know, we're a new political party. We're now trying to gather resources. And so we couldn't just let anybody come. But we appreciate very, very much the level of enthusiasm and the number of people who wanted to be here.
But Doc, you know, from experience, you must know that this does not necessarily translate into votes.
Oh, absolutely not. But see, there's a difference. You know, everybody that you saw there, that was from PPP, is a paid up member. They not just carrying a card, but paid up member. And a number of them, interestingly enough, have also been making monthly contributions since we started. So we can only hope but we can only hope that they carry this enthusiasm along with them, and that the enthusiasm translates into commitment, and that commitment also translates further into long-term support and winning more souls. That's why we're calling ours a convention, that this was a gathering of believers, believers who become apostles and go out and fish for some more men and women. And if you saw the people that were there, the vast majority of them were young men and women. And we're hoping that their legs will go far.
So,
friends will carry them very far.
So, Doc, what makes the PPP different from other parties?
Well, you see, there are a number of things that are different. Let's talk about women. We are the only political party that are saying that at least 50% of all executive positions at all levels are filled by women. We are the ones who are saying at least 20% of all parliamentary candidates must be women, and we will enforce it. We are the only political party that is saying that the youth must be represented, and we are demonstrating it. Our treasurer, our national secretary, and so on and so forth, they are below the age of 35. And we are really, really relying on the youth. And then our message, which is strictly Ghanaian, our message, which is an inclusive a program of looking for the best gun, regardless of where you come from, to fill a position, to be encouraged. Then, you know, when we talk about education, we are the only ones who are not only saying it's free education, but compulsory, so that everybody will attend, and then we'll take care of teachers, and so on and so forth. So our message of inclusiveness, our message of incorruptible leadership, our message of saying to Ghanaians that indeed it will reduce corruption, we'll have lots and lots of money available to implement our program. There's a number of things that we talked about today. Simple political platform that I believe when Ghanaians take a look, when they pay attention to the decency with which we are selling our message, I believe that this year will be a PPP year.
Politicians, Doc, are known to speak a lot of poetry when they're on party platforms. And then when they're in power, they start speaking in prose. You have promised a lot. How seriously should we take you?
Well, my brother, I'm only asking Ghanaians to take a look at what I have done before, what my attitude has been before. So that when I tell you that family value is important to me, you must come to my home and see how I deal with my wife, how I take care of my children, how family life is important to me, how I go everywhere with my wife. So the things that I say, I practice. When I say that Ejimoruwa is here, and if you are looking for a job, have no fear. You can look at what my track record has been in the private sector, that I employ nearly 3,000 Ghanaians, not just down south, but in all the 10 regions. And that I have businesses in Bofu, in Yenji, in Wa, in Pohoi, and so on and so forth. So I'm saying, take a look at my track record. Take a look. I want Ghanaians to examine it, because words, anybody can say words. Anybody has a voice. But if it's my deed and my experience, my track record, that I want Ghanaians to talk about and to use to decide whether I am the one who should occupy the high office of president. And I'll tell you, we have done some experiments. When people have gone in a room with 100 people and have put my picture there, picture of Nana Akufo-Addo, picture of President Mills, and they've asked them, these three people, which one of them do you believe can do the job best as president? The people overwhelmingly have said it's a party. Unfortunately, when they talk about party, then we are at a disadvantage. So our message to Ghanaians is that if you believe that I am the best, then forget about everything else and support the best and vote for the best. Because that's what we do in our private lives. That's what we do in our businesses. That's what we do at GBC and everywhere else. We pick the best. We put the best in the best position and we support them.
So finally, Doc, what should Ghanaians expect from the PPP in the December elections? You have said it's going to be an Azonto. election.
But we are saying that we are going to do this campaign with him. It is going to be a lot of fun. We'll do it with a lot of enthusiasm. We have many, many, many worthy parliamentary candidates. People, many of them, hadn't been involved in politics before. They are coming from their front place, from Fantiafa, from Asokwa, from Cape Coast, from a number of different places, from Fomina, people who have never been in politics before, but who are energized by our message, who are enthused by our actions, and who respect the way we carry ourselves with dignity and respect. And so I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting campaign, and we assure Ghanaians that we stand for peace, not just by what we say, but by our actions. And it will be good for all Ghanaians to do as well.
Thank you, Dr. Pakwesindum, for talking to Radio Ghana, and congratulations again on your first convention.
Thank you.
The pilot biometric voter registration exercise being conducted by the Electoral Commission in some selected parts of the country began today. The Eastern Regional Minister Kwesi Achima Piakubi and the New Durban Municipal Chief Executive Alex Asamoa took part in the exercise. Dr. Piakubi commended the Electoral Commission for its transformation in the electoral procedures in the country since the 1992 Constitution. He advised the public to erase impressions that the registration will bring about health problems to eligible voters and urged them to take part in the exercise. The Municipal Electoral Officer Lydia Ejiri said the registration center has well-trained personnel comprising registration officers, data entry clerks, and laminators to discharge the duties effectively and efficiently. She therefore appealed to the public to patronize the exercise. And so on the pilot biometric registration, the exercise is underway at the Ashanti Newtown Community Center in Menchia constituency of the Ashanti region. The trial registration exercise is being organized by the Electoral Commission to, among others, test readiness of the biometric registration kits, as well as identify possible challenges that could crop up during the real exercise for this year's national elections to enable the Commission to address such challenges ahead of time. According to our Ashanti regional correspondent Nicholas Osewusu, the exercise has so far attracted an overwhelming number of eligible voters, including the aged.
The trial exercise started exactly around 7 a.m. today, with all the necessary registration, logistics and officials available, also in attendance were observers from the NDC, NPP and the CPP. As at 11:40 a.m., over 40 applicants had already registered and issued with their specimen voter ID cards, which they took away. The applicants went through three steps to be registered. These are the form filling, biometric data entry point, which involves fingerprint and photo taken, as well as the lamination and issuance of the ID cards under the close observation of the political party agents present. It was observed that most of the applicants present occasionally forgot that the exercise was a trial one, as they murmured, especially with the slow process of the exercise. Some of them attempted to jump with long queues, while others would not even allow the agent to overtake them. The officials intermittently educated the applicants on the essence of the exercise and its importance, while the applicants in response asked pertinent questions regarding the process. They were each given a copy of a pack of tracts on the biometric registration exercise. In an interview, all the political party agents expressed satisfaction with the process. They, however, were unhappy about the slow process and asked the EC to hasten the pace. The Minsha electoral officer, Mr. Oseyesibi, noted that the actual delay has been identified with the biometric data entry point because the machine cannot pick fingerprints or fingers that have oil on them unless they are wiped.
You heard correspondent Nicholas Osewusu's report from Kumasi. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Progressive People's Party's first ever national convention ends in Accra. Electoral Commission begins pilot biometric voter registration in parts of the country. NUSTO authorities assure students of adequate security. Emeritus Catholic Archbishop and seventh priest of Kumasi Metropolitan Archdiocese honored. Former South African President Nelson
Nelson Mandela in stable condition after surgery, and President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela arrives in Cuba for urgent cancer surgery. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. Authorities of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, NUST, have assured students and other members of the university community of adequate security. This comes after last Thursday's robbery attack on a supermarket close to one of the halls of the university, Unity Hall. A bullet from a gunshot by the robbery gang is said to have grazed the side of the head of a shop attendant, Joyce Apia, who was initially reported to be a student. The university relations officer, Kingsley Usutebi, who spoke to the GNA after a crisis meeting by the NUST Council with the military and police yesterday, said adequate arrangements have been put in place to strengthen security on the campus, and there will be regular joint night patrols by the military and police. He therefore urged the students to remain calm and go about their academic work and other activities without fear. The Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, COP Rose Bio Atinga, says ensuring peaceful elections this year should be the prime concern of all Ghanaians. She reiterated the need for all citizens to be law-abiding, because the police will apply to the fullest all laws aimed at preserving the country's peace. COP Bio Atinga said this at the end of year get-together known as WASA for personnel of the Accra Central Divisional Police Command. Rosalind Ganyaglu has the rest of the story.
The Accra Central Division of the Ghana Police Service is made up of five districts, which are ministries: Accra Central, Adabraka, Railways and Jamestown districts. WASA, which is an annual event, affords personnel of the police service to assess their performance in the previous year and strategize toward effective policing in the years ahead. Madam Rosebu Atinga asked officers of the service to brace themselves up for the task ahead, especially in maintaining law and order before, during, and after the election.
Elections go with some peculiar situation. I know you are already braced yourself for the event. We want you to partner us in all our endeavors. Most of you have helped us over the years by way of information, which has contributed tremendously to our success. Continue to partner and give us the necessary support, the necessary information, so that together we will be able to perform credibly to deepen our democracy.
The Divisional Police Commander, Superintendent Oklu Jamra, said the division will intensify crime prevention measures through day and night patrols, snap checks, and public education to ensure an incident-free election. He said with effective mechanisms, crimes such as robbery and murder have reduced, with the division recording only 4 cases last year.
The division reported a total of 13,042 reported cases in 2011, as against 11,310 the previous year. This shows a reduction of a whopping 268 cases. This achievement was realized through the disposition of the divisional personnel. We believe in proactive and preventive policing, and the need to embark on more patrolling.
Chief Superintendent Oklu Jamra noted that contemporary policing is not the sole duty of the police.
Rosalind Ganyaglo reporting. Emeritus Catholic Archbishop Kwesi Sapon, together with 7 other priests of the Kumasi Metropolitan Archdiocese, have been honored by the Catholic Organization for Social and Religious Advancement, COSA, for their outstanding service to humanity. The 7 priests are Reverend Monsignor Gabriel Asari and Reverend Monsignor Joseph Yeboah, both retired. Others are Reverend Fathers Bedu Kwating, Peter Na, Antonia Pia, Gabriel Sechere, and Eric Forson. They were each presented with a citation at a special ceremony organized by the church in Kumasi. The Metropolitan Archbishop, Most Reverend Bishop Thomas Mensah, who made the presentation, stated that the move will inspire not only the priest but also the laity to work hard towards promoting the common good of society. Public health institutions in the country are facing a major setback due to lack of blood in blood banks. The situation is having a serious effect on the operations of hospitals. An obstetrician and gynecologist Secretary of the Association of Healthcare Trainers in Ghana, Dr. Satyavati Saki, says the situation is as a result of the public's reluctance to donate blood. She spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
Blood donation is very important because blood is used in emergency situations to save lives. And frequently the blood banks do not have all the types of groups and sufficient amounts of blood in the blood banks. So we would like to help Ridge Hospital to stock blood in their blood bank for emergency uses.
So what kind of findings or observations did you make to come out with this kind of exercise?
Actually, it is based on my personal experience. I worked at Ridge Hospital for 8 years in the past. And as an obstetrician, I personally came across situations where we need to give blood immediately to save lives. So I just thought we could help Ridge Hospital, which is at my heart always.
What is the major problem with blood donation in Ridge Hospital?
It's not only Ridge Hospital, all hospitals across Ghana or the world. Blood is not easily donated by people. Normally it creates some fear in people. So we want to encourage the general public not to be afraid to donate blood.
Secretary of the Association of Healthcare Trainers of Ghana, Dr. Satya Saki, talking to Jonathan Thompson. Radio Ghana News continues after the break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Former South African President Nelson Mandela is in a stable condition after undergoing surgery. Officials say he was taken to hospital overnight for a long-standing abdominal complaint which needed proper specialist medical attention. A government spokesman said the former leader is in good spirits and well. President Hugo Chavez has arrived in Cuba for urgent cancer surgery. This follows an emotional departure from Venezuela in which he vowed to win October's election despite his illness. To end the news, the main points again. The first ever convention of the Progressive People's Party PPP has ended in Accra with a call on Ghanaians to reject the NDC and the NPP and elect the PPP. The news was presented by Mercy Sowa.